from KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is Countdown 2024.
Brought to you by LMU Loyola Law School.
Here are Charles Feldman and Margaret Carrero.
Hi, Charles here, Margaret Carrero over there. Well, it's finally here.
Not yet, but
it seems like we have, after what has to be certainly one of the longest and definitely one of the strangest presidential elections and campaigns in American history. But today, of course, is Election Day. It is what we've been counting down to, but our work is far from done, because after today and after our continuous coverage right here on KNX News, we have lots and lots of analysis ahead. While people cast their ballots and we wait for results, today's Countdown 2024 show will be a little different than what you'll get anywhere else. First, we are going to look at the election from the view of people overseas. How much are our allies paying attention? And if you know someone who's threatening to just pack up and leave the country if the election doesn't go the way they want, we are going to explain just how to do it. It's kind of like a guide.
Yeah.
But first, we have this.
Well, Election Day voting mostly going smoothly here in Southern California and across the country. So far, there are only some scattered reports of delays from things like extreme weather, ballot printing errors, and technical problems. The final day of voting in the 2024 presidential election arrived with tens of millions of Americans having already cast their ballots. Those include record numbers in battleground states like Georgia and North Carolina.
Abortion is on the ballot in 10 states today. Voters deciding whether to cement reproductive rights in their state constitutions. It goes a step further for people in Arizona, Florida, Missouri, Nebraska, and South Dakota. By voting in favor of reproductive rights, they would be casting ballots to invalidate their state's current abortion ban or restrictive policies.
And if you're wondering what President Joe Biden is up to today, he's going to be spending tonight at the White House watching the election night results with longtime aides and senior White House staff. Certainly, probably not how he thought he would be spending election night early on in the summer, but the president dropped out of the race in late July following that real rough debate for him in June.
While Americans vote, lots of people overseas are following the election very closely. The winner and their foreign policy visions could have a big impact on many countries, especially our closest allies. With us now is writer Jack Kessler in London. He is a columnist and author of the popular Evening Standard's West End Final newsletter. Also with us is tech company CEO Tamir Marshall from Israel. He runs Tribe Effects. Both of you, thanks for being with us. Jack, let me start with you in London. Obviously, whether it's Kamala Harris or Donald Trump, it portends, in one case, the status quo, more or less, that would be Harris. In another case, perhaps a dramatic change, that would be Trump. How nervous are people on your side of the Atlantic?
Good afternoon, good evening from London. To give you an indication, if the US election were, heaven forfend, determined by the Brits, Kamala Harris would not have to worry about getting the vote out in the Philadelphia suburbs or in Nevada or anywhere else. She enjoys a 46-point lead over Donald Trump. So that, I think, gives you some indication of where British public opinion lies. But of course, a relationship between a US president and a British prime minister is not one of equals. And Sir Keir Starmer will do his very best to work as closely as possible with whoever wins the election.
Tom Eyre, coming to you now, it's kind of a different story in Israel. A survey conducted back in September found 58% of Israelis said that Trump would be better for Israel's security. Would he?
Yes. First of all, good night from Israel, from Ariel. I'm quite shocked at only that number and not a much higher number, because here we're at war and these elections are very important to see how this war will go on. People feel that there is a very strong need for change in this administration and would like to see Trump back in the White House with a stronger stance against radical Islam and things that are going on in this area.
Well, Jack, why are so many Brits apparently in favor of Harris? What's the reason?
Well, I think that the UK has just elected a Labour government. So there's obviously been some movement in that regard. I think people in Britain find Trump's policies, his personality, some of the things he said and done, not least an insurrection at the US Capitol, quite unfathomable. There are also some specific policy issues, whether it's tariffs on UK goods or Trump's views on NATO and European security more widely, particularly with regards to the full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine. So there are some real meat and potato issues that concern British voters.
We are speaking with writer Jack Kessler in London and CEO, tech company CEO, Tamer Marshall from Israel, about how folks in their countries are viewing our presidential election. Tamer, I just want to circle back with you about the Israelis really wanting to see Donald Trump sent back to the White House. Why is it that they view the need for someone like Trump to be in office as opposed to a Kamala Harris?
I think that when you're, especially when you're at war, it's not about having a friendly administration. It's having an administration which is aligned with your values. And we feel that there is a much stronger alignment on the level of values with the Trump administration. That's just how it was in the first 4 years that he was in office. And we saw that in those years, there was really no aggression from not only here in Israel and in the Middle East, but in the whole world, the evil forces were at bay.
But Tommy, I'm curious, how much is the Israeli affinity for Donald Trump based on the premise that your prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, remains in power? If he doesn't that change the equation?
I don't think so, because as I said, it's an issue of values. I think that even if Benjamin Netanyahu steps down or is voted out, the next prime minister will still have this war going on. He will have the same issues, probably even a bit farther to the right, and be aligned with the same values that the Trump administration was very strong with.
Let's turn back to the UK and Jack. What would a Harris or a Trump presidency mean for the people in the UK?
Well, I think that a second Trump term would simply just see a lot of chaos and unknowns. We don't know the extent to which Donald Trump will put tariffs on Chinese goods, on the exports of his nominal allies in Europe. Whereas with a Harris presidency, it would be more of the same. It would be two sort of center-left governments working together on things like the economy, on the various conflicts going on around the world. But I think the point to restate is that the UK is very keen on what we call the special relationship, and will work with any US administration of any party. It's just the reality when you are a smaller, weaker country reliant on the US nuclear umbrella and all that to get on well. That's the job of a UK prime minister.
I hate to put you on the spot, Jack, but I will, because it's kind of like asking somebody, you know, in Maine to talk about the mood around the rest of the United States. But is the feeling in the UK, as far as you can tell from your position there, similar to other, you know, to Western European countries, to Germany, to Italy? Do they feel the same about who enters the White House? Are they more inclined to favor Harris over Trump?
Certainly, if you were to ask President Macron of France or Chancellor Scholz of Germany, they would say so. But I also think it's important to recognize that there is a substantial minority of support for Donald Trump in Europe. I mean, if you just look at the parties of the right, sometimes the far right, that are doing very well in Europe, whether it's the Netherlands or Austria or France or Germany or Italy, I think we shouldn't ignore the fact that the rise of hard right, nativist, anti-immigration parties, they're flourishing in Eastern and Western Europe. And it's not just a phenomenon of the United States and the Republican Party.
Tamer, Donald Trump has said Israel will be gone. Those are his words, if Harris and Waltz are elected. Do you believe that?
No, I think we're here. You know, it's not one person or one president or another president which will decide the fate of Israel. We came back after 2,000 years. We're here. We are a regional superpower, and we will be okay that way or that way. The question is what prices will be paid, and right now we're paying very heavy prices. Everybody here knows somebody who fell in the war, was murdered in the Nova massacre. And we just want to figure out how to get that event behind us and to go back into peaceful life as soon as possible.
Writer Jack Kessler in London and their tech company CEO Tamer Marshall from Israel with their perspectives from both of their countries on the election. Now, if the election results bum you out and you are thinking about leaving the country, we're going to tell you how next. Countdown 2024 is brought to you by LMU Loyola Law School, where students ignite justice. LLS.edu/radio.
This is Countdown 2024
on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Welcome back on this election day. Along with Charles Feldman, I'm Margaret Carrero.
You know, after a lot of presidential elections, especially ones where there are really sharp differences between the candidates, you very often will hear people joke that, oh, if my candidate doesn't win, I'm going to pack my bags and I'm just, you know, getting out of the country for good. I'm leaving. But what happens if this time some of the people who are saying that, regardless of whether Harris or Trump wins,
actually do it?
Suppose they actually mean it. Yeah. Suppose they're not joking and they really want to go.
Well, if you are one of those people, we're going to help you leave. With us now is Jackie Lang. She is from Texas, but now lives in Panama. She runs Panama Relocation Tours, which helps Americans move to the country.
Now, maybe Panama is a little bit too far south for you, and you're thinking maybe somewhere closer, like maybe Mexico. Well, also with us is Jackie's daughter-in-law, Mariana Lang. She runs Mexico Relocation Guide, which helps Americans move to Mexico. Both of you, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
So, Mariana, let's start with you because you're closer, Mexico. So if somebody is really serious and they're unhappy with whomever ends up winning this election, Harris or Trump, and they actually are serious and they want to just pack their bags and leave the U.S. for good, my first question is, how easy or how difficult is it?
Yeah, well, it really depends, right? Like on the person. First of all, thank you so much for having me on your show. I want to encourage people to go to MexicoRelocationGuide.com. We have some resources they can get. But whether it's easy or not will obviously depend on what kind of process the person is getting. It's just not that straightforward. Obviously, the ease of residency is one of the biggest attractives to Mexico compared to other countries that Americans are considering moving to. And then, of course, the other things are very similar to the United States culture. For example, healthcare is very similar, other than it's actually very affordable compared to the United States. So medical tourism is actually a very big reason why people are traveling to Mexico. And then once they get to Mexico, they fall in love with it and they want to learn more about it. It depends on what you mean by whether it's easy or not.
Well, I mean, can you keep your American citizenship if you move to Mexico, or do you have to give one up?
Yeah, that's a great question. Of course, you can keep your American citizenship. If you are a resident of the United States, you will maybe have to figure out how long you've been a resident for. And there are some stipulations for people who are residents that can't be outside of the United States for a period longer than, I believe it's 2 years before they can lose their residency. So for residents, it's a little bit different. For green card holders, it's a little bit different than for people who hold U.S. passports.
Well, Jackie, what about Panama?
For Panama, it's so easy to move to Panama. If you're a U.S. citizen, of course, you keep your U.S. citizenship. To live in Panama indefinitely, you have to apply for a residency. So just what that does is it gives you permission to live in Panama indefinitely. And the residency program in Panama is so easy. For retirees, you just need to show that you have $1,000 a month in lifetime income, and you need to have a pretty clean criminal report. And 6 months later, you have your permanent visa to be able to live here. If you're not a retiree, there's probably about 15 other visa programs that are so easy to get a visa. It usually takes about 5 days working with an immigration attorney in Panama to get permanent residency in Panama. And, you know, a lot of people have moved to Panama. I've been helping people move to Panama since 2010, and we move about 100 people a month to Panama. And I talk to so many people that say they're just tired of politics. They don't care if Harris wins or Trump wins or somebody else wins. They just don't want, they want to turn that off. They don't want to hear it anymore.
But is there,
they just
but
want
is there
to come been, to Panama yeah. and enjoy their life. And
right, but Jackie, have you actually seen a, same question actually also for Mary. Mariana, have you seen an uptick because of this current election?
Yes.
You have, both
yes,
of you?
Certainly. Yes, certainly. Absolutely.
Yes, we've seen a huge uptick. I do a 6-day, 7-night all-inclusive tour to show people the country while we're teaching them how to move to Panama. And we're sold out until April. We do four tours a month. We're completely sold out until April. Normally, we'd be sold out 2 months in advance, but now we're sold out 5 months in advance. We also have online products to teach people how to move here and tons of videos on our YouTube channel to teach people. But we're seeing a huge uptick in people that, and not just retirees, but people with young children, you know, people that want to come here and start a business, people that want to move their business to Panama. There's so many tax incentives to do that here in Panama. Like Mariana said, in Panama, we also have really good healthcare. We have Johns Hopkins affiliate hospitals. It's super affordable for healthcare. Health insurance is, if you're between like 60 and 70 years old, it's $117 a month for health insurance in Panama. So people are just tired of the high cost of living in the United States, regardless of who the president is.
All right, Jackie.
The cost of living is just so high that they need a more affordable place to live.
Given that it is Election Day, if this is something that someone's been thinking about, should they have not been planning a little bit earlier in advance?
Oh, we certainly have people who have been planning for months, years, because, I mean, this election isn't anything new, right? They knew that there would be another candidate. But regardless of who wins, we have people on either one of their candidates. Is some people are going to obviously be upset regardless of what the results are. We have helped people for years or months or even a week before they actually plan to move to get it done.
So, Jackie, what would be the very first step that somebody who decides after the results are in, I'm out of here? What's the very first thing they really need to do?
The very first thing they need to do is they need to determine if they're eligible to move to Panama. That would mean, do they qualify for a visa? And, you know, if they have a felony, they can't move to Panama. So if to be eligible, you have to get a visa and you have to have a pretty clean criminal report. So that's it, you know, and then watch some of our videos on YouTube and see how beautiful the country is and decide, do you want to live at the beach? You want to live in Panama City? I live up in the mountains where you don't even need an air conditioner or a heater. And you have a $25 electric bill. Some people like that. So decide which area you want to live in Panama.
How long have you lived there?
I moved to Panama in 2010.
No. And I would imagine you're loving it, right?
I absolutely love living in Panama. It
sounds good if you have a spare room. If you have a spare room,
America.
I'm on my way.
Hey, shush! I'm gonna go.
Oh, okay.
Come on down.
Yeah, check out PanamaRelocationTours.com.
All right, ladies. That again, Jackie Lang and Mariana Lang, both helping Americans move to Panama and Mexico. Thank you so much for joining us.
Coming up tomorrow, a 1-hour special edition of Countdown 2024, as we will pore over the election results and try to make sense of what's going on with the ballot counting and the early results that we will have. Maybe we'll even have a winner declared, but don't count on it. Tomorrow's special 1-hour show will start at 2 o'clock. If you missed the show, catch up on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, of course, today after the show, stay tuned to KNX News, where we will have the only continuous live, local, comprehensive election night coverage in Southern California. Mike Simpson and I will break down the results live as they come in. That starts at 5, and when you get home, you can watch the coverage live on YouTube. YouTube. That starts at 7 at knxnews.com. Countdown 2024. I think I added a number to it.
I think
didn't
you
I?
Did.
2024. It seems like it's been going on that long. Countdown 2024 is brought to you by LMU Loyola Law School. LLS.edu/radio.